You're being invited higher into grace of presence. Oh, that sounds so lovely, does it not? grace of presence. So it's important to allow yourself to arrive. In other words, what we do is we keep sort of like going round and round and round in this perpetual motion without recognizing the sky. So the sky is going to be the light, the higher vision, the altitude that is presenting itself regularly. So we want to remember that these light codes, that the light that's upon us is communicating to us often. In other words, always. It's for us to be aware. It's for us to surrender. It's for us to increase our range of motion. It's for us to entitle ourselves to victory. So we want to remember that the mind does not know, the past does not know, our ego does not know where we are heading, where we are traveling to, but the light is very aware. So the more that we can allow that light to fully present, when they're saying fully present, it's sort of like we're aware of our normal 3D consciousness and light comes upon us for a moment and it's sort of like, hi, how are you? And then we go back to our normal programming or station. And so when we say normal programming, of course, we really do mean that. So we want to really recognize that it's for us to be aware and it's for us to surrender and it's for us to allow and it's for us to provide. And what we're providing is spaciousness. What we're providing is room for motion. So in other words, it's not the same old earth. It's not the same old happening as we, here it is again, as we will allow, as we will unite, as we will prepare. So what we're preparing is our vessel and what we're welcoming in is our light. And we're allowing it to transfer our range of motion. What they mean by that is our consciousness. What they mean by that is our state of awareness. Because as we keep climbing that mountain steady, what comes to us or what we see as various options has to do with what's inside, meaning it has to do with our consciousness, has to do with our frequency, has to do with our light. So when we think we're well prepared, they're saying like we're traveling empty. And they don't mean that in judgment, but the well prepared is we think we know everything. So the more that we remember that we're continually blessed, the more that we can remember that we're continually receiving grace, the more that we understand that we're traveling to a new lifestyle. A new lifestyle is a new consciousness. It's a new change of scenery. It's a new broadcast. That broadcast is everything. That broadcast is our consenting vibrational reality. I wanted to say new vibrational reality, and they crossed out new, and they said consenting, because as we consent, so we are. So we want to remember that it's waiting on our convenience. It's waiting for our say-so. It's waiting for our readiness to strike gold. So just imagine you've got like a new updated computer program, or you just bought a new Apple product from the store, or whatever it is. But it's like sitting on the side waiting for you to unwrap it or install it or remember it. And until you do, it's wonderful. It's a prized possession, but it's not extracting value. In other words, it's not doing what it came to do to provide for you. So allow yourself to journey. And where we're journeying is we're traveling with that light. And so we want to feel that consent to grace. When I receive it, I understand, because it's like a bit of an unknown. And as weird as it sounds, we tend to gravitate small. We tend to stay near our creature comfort. So what we avoid is the unknown. And so this is what we've got to rearrange, because the light's the unknown. And that's what we're acquiring. So we want to allow ourselves to dance. So when they talk about faith, this is the unknown, where we have faith of where we're going. We have faith of where we're proceeding to. We have faith of what is now arriving. So when we said that, that felt very strong energetically. So everyone's like opening up now. So that's what we want to keep feeling and keep deciding upon and keep consenting to. Because we want to remember our lives can change, like they're saying, like just like that. So everything in our life is like an outpicturing of what's gone by. So as we keep opening up to our new advancement, as we keep opening up to our new assembly, that frequency that we're now aligned with is bringing forth our destiny. That destiny is so important because each and every one of us has a proper station, has a proper calling, has a proper destined reply. So where you're going to man your light, how you're going to serve, what you're going to bring forth, because all of us are coming from higher occurrence. In other words, as we're moving from 3D to 5D, it's really no big thing for our soul in that we're already aware. We've already been accustomed. So we're climbing into something that's actually very convenient and well prepared on a soul level. In terms of our conscious awareness, it's like a little bit squirrely because we don't understand where we're heading. But if we can really understand that our higher self, our I am presence, other lifetimes, this is like already secure, it's already convenient, it's already well managed. The reason they're sharing that is sort of like to increase that level of comfort so that we will try. Another way of saying it is what we know what isn't working. So it's sort of like, well, let me try this. We want to really recognize that because as strange as it sounds, there's a tendency to be shy, meaning there's a tendency to stay in that old range where it may not be the preferred, but at least it's the known. So they're going to keep supporting us in extending ourselves, in allowing ourselves. And so we want to remember what we've experienced is who we are, is a very localized, very almost like falsified image of our true nature. We want to remember we are our higher self. We are bringing forth our I am presence. So that grandeur, and when they said grandeur, there is so much light, there is so much golden energy, that grandeur is well known in higher regions. So we want to feel that grandeur is known in higher regions, meaning who we are is known always in the multiverse, in our soul group. And so the more that we permit that, the more that we allow that, we move mountains because we say so. So when I just said we move mountains, I just saw 444. So it's like, there's like an avalanche of abundance that is sitting next to us or coming closer. When I say coming closer, I had this dolphin like just give me a little kiss. So when they're saying coming closer, it's on my cheek is just as close as you could possibly get. So we want to understand that we're well supplied, we're well cared for, we're well surrounded. So the well surrounding is it's okay to let go. It's okay to trust. It's okay to reassemble ourselves in this higher placement. And so we're allowing everything to shift. We're allowing everything to really bring forth that new reality, that new timeline, that new love's appeal. Because once again, the more that we receive our entitlement, the more that we receive our advancement, that receivership, that really getting comfortable is going to keep accelerating. So the more that we can get comfortable with that increase in the energy on my crown chakra is just out of this world, of course, out of the 3D world, the more that we can get comfortable with taking these beginning steps, it's going to transfer to the many. So in other words, these beginning steps, it may be a little bit awkward, it may be a little rigid, but once we start increasing we're just going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And then before we know it, we're going to be picking up speed always. So when we're saying picking up speed always, I had everyone's higher self like it just sort of give me an inner smile. When I say me, I don't really mean me in the personhood, but in terms of our collective knowing, in terms of our in increase of lights of enter. So that smile, that inner smile was just sort of like, I'm here already. So if we can feel this, that our higher self is here already, making its presence known, making us to travel wise. So travel wise is we're no longer separated from our divine union. We're no longer separated from our greater circumstance. We may be in process of settling in. We may be process of learning how to hear and understand, but that the more that we understand, we are already in divine partnership. That's going to help immensely as we how do I say that? Like increase steadily is what I'll say. So again, the reason I'm like fumbling for words is it's not coming through in English. So there's a little bit of a translation involved. So this is what we're learning to do. We're learning to go beyond the mind, meaning we're learning to go beyond language and really trust that in eternal guidance, that eternal, there's just saying infinity. So when I'm looking at us, I just have light, I have the infinity symbol. And I have this pyramid, and the energy coming from this, the top of this pyramid is, oh my gosh, spectacular, I guess I would call that. It's just shifting me. Like, it's hard to actually hold on to my linear self and communicate with that. So this is where we're allowing, presenting, supplying, increasing, demanding. So when we shared demanding, they asked me to explain that. So the demanding is remembering that we are aligning with our higher self. And so when we demand that's perfectly within reason. In other words, it's perfectly allowed. So we want to remember that, like, we're calling on our higher self. And I know this sounds a little strange, like to demand, but it's you. It's the greater part of you. So again, getting comfortable with this energy exchange, getting comfortable with this partnership, and allowing ourselves to orchestrate, meaning advance, meaning moving into new timelines. And so when we're holding this frequency sincere, then all comes around. In other words, everything that's in alignment with this higher truth is now presented, is now left standing. So it may be literally standing. You may hear of the news in 5 minutes, in 5 hours, in 5 days, but it's transferring readily. So receive your gifts in abundance, receive your new vibrational location. And then we offer this energy to all that are in a midst. So in other words, all sentient beings, all of life. It may be a particular person you know, it may be a political grouping, it may be members of Congress, whatever surfaces, it could be an old friend from high school. So trust what occurs. For me, I literally had a friend from high school just sort of appear in my psychic image, who I have not spoken to since high school, but then here they are. So we want to trust that, because we want to remember everything is really prearranged. So whoever shows up for gifting, they're sincere. They're there for the light. They're there for you to forgive yourself, for you to forgive them, or they may just be open to receiving now. So whichever category they fit into, it's allowing that transfer to occur with ease and delight. Receive, receive, receive. So it is. Thank you, everybody, for participating. And it's so beautiful. The landscapers have finished their